So as we know, travel is a little complicated at the moment. That may be a huge understatement, but we are in a sensational part of the world, and what is an incredible time and a great excuse to go and explore the country that we are in. Did you know that Switzerland is home to 3 natural and 9 cultural World Heritage sites? Andrea Kalzascher from the World Heritage Experience joins me on the line to explain more about what this all means. So, Andrea, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Kat, for having me, and good morning to everyone.
Andrea, I know that a World Heritage Site is essentially a thing of beauty. I know that when someone says, oh, this is a World Heritage Site, it means it's really probably a thing that I should see in my lifetime. But can you tell me really what it actually means? What actually is the criteria to qualify as a UNESCO World Heritage Site?
So there are 10 different criteria to be on the list for as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. You can be either a cultural or natural World Heritage. And you have basically to demonstrate, the technical term is an outstanding universal value. What does it mean? It means that this place, this region, this monument has an importance not just for the local community, but for the entire global community. So, for example, for a cultural site, it can represent a masterpiece of human creative genius, or for the natural site, it has to hold a specific biological and ecological value that's important for everyone.
Wow, okay. And in Switzerland, we've got quite a number of them in actual fact. Can you talk us through just a few of the sites in Switzerland? What makes them so spectacular?
Yes, we have, as you mentioned before, 12 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. And the best part, they are spread out throughout the country. So we have some in the French-speaking part, some in the German-speaking part, some in Ticino, and some others even in the Romanche-speaking part. All of the sites are unique. You mentioned before beauty, and I have a spoiler. It's not just about beauty that makes the World Heritage Sites important, but it's also what's behind them, what's their historical importance or the ecological value that they have.
And do you have any particular favorites? Are you, as someone that deals with these every day and gets to experience them, and I imagine has visited them all, have you got a favorite?
I don't want to sound too politically correct, but I have to say all of them have something really unique. I love mountains, and you know, I grew up in Ticino, surrounded by mountains, and I go hiking as much as I can. So I have to be honest, probably my favorite one are the Swiss Alp Jungfraualetsch, and I had a really, really emotional connection with the great Aletsch Glacier. Once I saw it, it's just a humbling experience. It's the biggest stream of ice in the Alps, and it makes you think, you know, the relationship you have with the natural world and everything that is connected to it. So you know, going to the mountains, I have to say, the Swiss Alps.
So I'm guessing that that does come under a natural site. So as you say, there's the natural and then there's the cultural sites. There's quite a few buildings, or even the old city of Bern is listed as one of the sites, but also some architectural work, some buildings, but vineyard terraces are listed on there, castles, and the Abbey of St. Gall is on there, just to name a few. I know that you, in order to be politically correct, cannot really specify ones over others. I'm just reading what I see in front of me, just to give some examples so people know and maybe can think whether they have visited any of them. You're organising an event over this weekend, though, World Heritage Days. This is happening in person and also virtually. What actually is happening?
So we are very, very excited that finally we get to organise an event. Last year we were not able for obvious reasons. This year we are celebrating the 5th edition of the World Heritage Days. Every year in the second weekend of June, we put the UNESCO World Heritage Sites in focus and we organize special events. So out of the 12 sites, we have 5 events happening around Switzerland, with the main event in Bellinzona. We will be there with all the representatives of the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. There's going to be the inauguration of a new archaeological museum, and there are special guided tours. And then at the same time, in other 4 UNESCO World Heritage Sites, we have special hikes in the Swiss Alpjungfrau Ledge, for example. We have special guided tours at the Abbey of St. Gall. We have another hike happening in Canton Glarus in Elm for the Swiss Tectonic Arena Sardona. And along the Rhaetian railway line, we also have events. So basically, we are covering, we have programs for the entire family, and it's going to be on Saturday and Sunday. And then, of course, there are people that probably don't want to travel because of the pandemic situation, or they cannot travel. This year, for the first time, we will bring the UNESCO World Heritage Days also online. So we have digital programs happening. This is specific for Sunday, so stay tuned on our social media and website, and so you can discover more about the UNESCO World Heritage in Switzerland.
Absolutely. Enjoy the virtual tours that are going on, and stay tuned for more announcements over the weekend on the social media sites and the website. Let's give the website, Andrea. What is the website that people need to head to for more info?
We have all the programs on worldheritagedays.ch, and then on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, you can follow us on World Heritage Switzerland. So everything will be there. Stay tuned, get connected, and visit us on site as well.
Excellent. Andrea Calzascia from World Heritage Experience, thanks very much to tell me about the events that are going on for World Heritage Days this weekend. And, well, some great excuses to go off and adventure around Switzerland, discover more about this sensational country that we are in. Thanks very much, Andrea.
Thank you.